call to arms to his followers. Like other critical moments in his political career, President Gustavo Petro summoned the streets to back his ambitious political proposals. In this case, a health reform, he argues, will end decades of inequality and exclusion, the first of many.
What we have then are three reforms, and not the last and only ones. Reforms that seek to guarantee the universal rights of the people to work, health and to pensions.
The actual text of the reform was presented on Monday after months of controversy and speculations. Colombia's healthcare system, in which workers pay to be affiliated with private sector's providers, has for years suffered from corruption and difficult access to services. Yet it has gradually improved over the years. The government is now proposing a profound overhaul. It would end private management of funds while promising to improve primary care, expand access to treatment, and raise healthcare workers' salaries.
People today struggle to get access to healthcare. Someone with a serious illness like cancer can spend months trying to get an appointment, and also a lot of time trying to get surgery. Too many have died before they are ever attended to.
But the reform will face a difficult process to get through Congress. The proposal has created fractures inside Petro's coalition and even in his cabinet. So the president, who was elected on the wave of unprecedented street protests backed by unions, environmentalists and students, has called on the people for support.
Petro's use of mass mobilization has been criticized by moderate and centrist politicians, claiming that taking reforms to the streets before they've been discussed in Congress is an act of populism.
I think it's a sign of political weakness on the part of the government. The government is betting that those who supported them during the protests will come out in force, in particular the public workers' unions, who have the most to gain from this reform.
For now, Petro got his show of popular support, which he will put to the test on Wednesday when the opposition has called for a nationwide demonstration against the reforms. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Bogotá.